A report released by the Boao Forum for Asia predicts that the growth rate of the Asian economy is expected to reach at least 6.5% this year. The prediction represents a significant rebound from the 1.7% contraction registered last year. It says South Asia will see its economy grow 9.7%, the fastest growth in the region. Despite the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, the Asian economies presented many highlights and opportunities. Asian economies have introduced new measures to promote the digital economy, advancing digital infrastructure and international digital cooperation. The digital economies help promote the resumption of production, stabilize the economic situation, and has become a new driving force for Asia's economic growth in the future. The economic and trade cooperation among Asian countries has continued to deepen. The report says the signing of the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement in November last year will further accelerate Asian economic integration. China's expressed grave concern over Japan's decision to dump radioactive wastewater into the sea and urges the Japanese government to take a responsible attitude toward its own people and the international community. The Chinese Ministry of Ecology and Environment is calling on the Japanese government to conduct further study of safe disposal and discharge paths of the wastewater, to release information in a timely manner, and to make prudent decisions after full consultation with stakeholders. The ministry says there's a fundamental difference between the wastewater from the Fukushima nuclear plant after the accident and the liquefied effluents from the normal operation of nuclear power plants in terms of difficulty of processing. The ministry says it'll closely follow the situation, carefully assess the possible impact on marine ecology, and strengthen the monitoring of marine radiation. Indian health authorities said the country's capital recorded 25,500 coronavirus cases over the past 24 hours, with about one in three people tested returning a positive result. The city governments urged the federal government to provide more hospital beds to tackle the crisis. India relaxed almost all lockdown curbs at the beginning of the year. India reported over 261,000 new cases yesterday, taking the total to nearly 14.8 million, second only to the United States. U.S. President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says he expects a decision on whether to resume the use of Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine by Friday.
My estimate is that we will continue to use it in some form. I doubt very seriously if they just cancel it. I don't think that's going to happen.
Last week, U.S. health regulators recommended that the use of the shot be paused after reports of blood clots in women. The CDC advisory panel is set to meet on Friday to discuss the next steps for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Israel has lifted the mandatory wearing of protective masks outdoors in its latest move to return to relative normality. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reminded Israelis that masks must still be worn indoors and that the virus has not been eradicated. Israelis were able to go outdoors on Sunday without masks due to the country's mass vaccination campaign against the COVID-19 pandemic. However, entry into Israel for foreigners is still limited, and non-immune Israelis who return from abroad must self-isolate due to concerns about new variants.